Good morning and welcome to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine. We're here at TD Ballpark, and today we've got the final regular season game of the year, the visiting Palm Beach Cardinals taking on your Dunedin Blue Jays. Well, folks, this is it. Game 130 of the season, game 64 of the second half. One final game to determine who gets the right to claim that last playoff spot in the West Division. Your Blue Jays have two options today. A win or a Bradenton loss in Clearwater would see the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles come to TD Ballpark this Tuesday for game one of a best of three series. We will not be going over the other scenario because that is not an option for us. The East Division has been determined since Tuesday. The St. Lucie Mets will travel to Palm Beach this Tuesday for game one against the Cardinals, also a best of three. And game two will take place in St. Lucie on Thursday, and game three, if necessary, would also be in St. Lucie on Friday. Now some news to report. We were told late last night that game two of what was scheduled to be a doubleheader between the Bradenton Marauders and Clearwater Threshers was canceled, thus making it so that Bradenton has to win just one game instead of the originally thought two to keep their hopes alive. We have our thoughts on the matter, and as you can all assume, we are confused as to why this exception was made, but that's at the length at which I'm willing to express said thoughts. Any more would be inappropriate on this platform. But no matter what transpires over the next few hours, it has been an honor and a privilege to be with you this year. This season has been so much fun and the absolute highlight of my professional career thus far, and I appreciate each and every one of you for tuning in and night out, allowing me to share this amazing season with you. All that being said, I'm not ready to go home. I'm not ready for this season to end. So let's move on to the most important game of this year to date. Kendry Rojas takes the mound for your Blue Jays, making his 13th appearance and 11th start for Dunedin today. On the year, the 19-year-old is 2-2 with a 4.08 ERA. Rojas has been off the IL for a little less than a month, but he's looked really, really good since being activated. The Blue Jays will need a solid start from the young lefty, but he's more than capable. For the Cardinals, they send out Yoneil Dominguez, making his 7th appearance and 6th start for Palm Beach. Dominguez was torching the complex league, but since being brought up to single A, he has struggled. He's 0-2 with a 6.30 ERA through 20 innings pitched at the single A level. And over his last 11 and two-thirds innings, he's given up 12 runs, 10 of which being earned. No roster moves to report, so let's take a look at the lineups of the 2022 regular season finale. First for the Cardinals, managed by Gary Kendall. Batting first in center field, Victor Scott. Batting second in left field, Chris Rotondo. Batting third in right field, Joshua Baez. Batting fourth cleanup at third base, RJ Yeager. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Thomas Francisco. Batting sixth, the catcher, Leonardo Bernal. Batting seventh at second base, Brody Moore. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Jeremy Rivas. And rounding out the order for the Cardinals, batting ninth, the DH, Darlene Moquette. And now for your Blue Jays, managed by Donnie Murphy, they look like this. Batting first, the shortstop, Josh Kasevich. Batting second in right field, Alan Roden. Batting third at third, Cade Doty. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Peyton Williams. Batting fifth in center field, Devontae Brown. Batting sixth, the DH, Esteban Machado. Batting seventh in left field, Roque Salinas. Batting eighth, the story of last night, the catcher, Victor Mesia. And rounding out the order for your Blue Jays, batting ninth at second base, Manuel Beltre. We're going to take a quick break. First pitch should be in about 9 minutes. So stay tuned. You are listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Blue Jays fans, are you looking for a place to book a fun group outing or a corporate event? Look no further than right here at TD Ballpark. From birthday parties to fundraisers, group seating to suites, we offer a variety of ticket packages to suit your needs. For more information, email the ticket office at dunedin.tickets@bluejays.com or call 727-733-9302. One more time, that's dunedin.tickets@bluejays.com. or 727-733-9302, and we'll see you here at the ballpark.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Blue Jays fans, make sure to get your hands on some new Blue Jays gear for the season. Check out our Jays shop, either in person or online. We have a great selection from hats to jerseys to memorabilia. The shop is open from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. on game days. And if you can't make it in person, visit our website at DunedinBlueJays.com for all of your Blue Jays merchandise needs.
Welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Here with the call is Chris Valentine. Chris, take it away.
Hello and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine. It's game 64, goodness, of this 2022 regular season. It's win and in for you Blue Jays. If the Blue Jays cannot take the victory today, we'll need some help down the road in Clearwater. But we're focused on right here, right now at TD Ballpark, beautiful Dunedin, Florida, on a Sunday afternoon. Kendry Rojas on the bump for your Blue Jays. Throw down over to second by Victor Mesia, and we're ready to go. Victor Scott's going to lead things off for the Palm Beach Cardinals. The center fielder batting .222 on the season. Lefty-lefty matchup to get things going. Biggest game of the year. First pitch, and we're underway. First pitch taken low and outside for a ball 1-0 to start off Victor Scott. Out of the windup, the lefty kicks, fires that one up. 2-0 the count to start off Victor Scott. Left-handed center fielder. .222 on the year, 2 home runs, 12 RBIs. Out of the windup, Rojas. That one up. 3-0. Trouble finding the zone here early on. Rojas gave up 3 earned runs in his last outing against Tampa. In my opinion, pretty unlucky to do so. That one in there, 3-1. Gets a strike on the board. A lot of soft contact that went for hits by the Tampa Tarpons. Blue Jays would end up coming back in that game, taking it in extras as there's a leadoff walk to Victor Scott. And that'll bring up the left fielder, Chris Rotondo. Let's take a look at the defense for your Blue Jays. In the outfield, left to right, Roque Salinas, Devontae Brown, and Alan Roden. Along that infield, third to first, Kay Doty at third, Josh Kasevich at short, Manuel Beltre at second base, and Peyton Williams at first, with Victor Mesia behind the plate, forming the battery with Kendry Rojas. First pitch, there are the knees for a strike. 0-1 to start off Rotondo. Rotondo's been pretty good this series, batting .306 on the year, 1 home run. And the lefty kicks, fires that one upstairs. Messi faking a snap throw back over to first to get Scott back on the bag. 1-1. We will be keeping a close eye on that game in Clearwater. And now move back over to first. Victor Scott back in, diving head first safely. 7 pitches so far for Rojas, only 2 finding the zone. They are underway in Clearwater. That one fouled off right side. 1-2, the count to Rotondo. It's been a great season so far for the Blue Jays, especially the second half. But they're not ready to go home just yet. They've got to knock off the Cardinals one more time as that one's fouled back over my head. 1-2, the count stays. Going into the series, the magic number was 4. Currently sits at 1. If the Blue Jays can manage this final series split, they'll make the postseason for the first time since 2019. The lefty fires that one low, skips right behind the plate. 2-2, the count. After 3 straight games of the bats not really waking up towards the end, and in Friday night's game not really waking up at all, the Blue Jays unloaded for 9 runs. Called strike 3. Down on strikes goes Rotondo. First strikeout for Rojas. That's going to bring up the right fielder, Joshua Baez.
Right fielder, number 48, Joshua Baez.
13 total hits by the Blue Jays last night. 9 runs pushed across. Blue Jays knew that they had to come out hot at the dish. Cut and a miss at that high fastball. 0-1 to start off Baez. And that's exactly what they did. No balls, a strike. Rojas. That one, now a snap throw back over. Victor Scott back in safely. 1-1, that one missed up high. Goes without saying that everybody's available today for the Blue Jays. If this game is close late, expect all of the top relievers on the roster. That one lifted high towards center. Devontae Brown going back, now coming back in. He'll make the grab, and that'll be out number two. Two away now. R.J. Yeager, the third baseman.
Third baseman, number 27, R.J. Yeager.
One on, two away. Now move over. Victor Scott back in, standing up. Scott is a threat to go. 13 stolen bases on the year. 13 of 16. He leads the team. Lefty kicks, fires. That one upstairs. Lefty-righty matchup. R.J. Yeager batting 289. Three home runs, 18 RBIs, undrafted free agent out of Mississippi State. That one missed high as well. 2-0 to start off Yeager. The 2-0, that one fouled back. Fastball that time coming in 89. Kendry Rojas, the converted outfielder turned pitcher. We've definitely seen a ton of improvement in his game as of late. Had about a month-long stint on the IL. And that one's in there. 2-2. Since coming back from the IL, he has been very, very good. Four consecutive starts without allowing an earned run before last week in Tampa. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. The pitch. That one sent towards center. Devontae Brown moving to his right. Makes the grab, and that will end the inning. No runs, no hits. One man left aboard for the Cardinals. It'll be the Blue Jays coming to bat. Josh Kasevich, Alan Roden, and Cade Doty, the 1-2-3 hitters coming up. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network here at TD Ballpark. We'll be back.
Thank you so much, Bradley.
What up, Nelly? You ready to do another one, bro? Talk to him. Running on red lights. Pull up to the club just to get it in right. I do every night. You can call it limelight. I'ma call it my life. Shorty looking all right. TK jeans on, skin tight. She be shaking that tail light. Got me frozen in the road like a deer in the headlights. Ooh, backwoods wanna know if you can roll. Got some rock on the rock, ice cold. Got the coupe on a new town road. Real low, low. I know we just met, but girl, let's roll.
To the back, hip hop on the hold out. Got the game on the go route. On the black top. Tom Brady in this. I'm the GOAT now. Shorty, I'm so wild. Heartlands out the SoCal. Better know now.
We're back here, bottom half of the first. After issuing a leadoff walk, Rojas retired the next three batters. We're in the bottom half of the first. Josh Kasevich, the shortstop, is going to lead things off against the righty. And that one sent towards center, lined. Victor Scott leaping, maybe unnecessarily, to make the grab. One up, one down. Let's take a look at the defense for the Cardinals. In the outfield, left to right, Chris Rotondo, Victor Scott, and Joshua Baez. Along that infield, third to first, R.J. Yeager at third, Jeremy Rivas at short, Brody Moore at second base, and Thomas Francisco at first, with Leonardo Bernal behind the plate forming the battery. Lefty-righty matchup, Alan Roden, now first pitch taken outside and low for a ball, 1-0. Yonael Dominguez, the pitcher for Palm Beach. That one down low as well. As I mentioned in the pregame, Dominguez was lighting up the complex league, but since being brought to Palm Beach, his ERs over tripled. Chopper right side, that's a foul ball. Just to the outside of the first base bag. Would have been an easy 3-0 on the score sheet, but Roden gets another chance in the box. Over his last 11 and two-thirds, coming into today's game, Dominguez had given up 12 runs, 10 earned in his last four appearances. And the 2-1, caught and a miss by Roden. Fastball, 89 miles an hour, 2-2. Innings pitched, 10 walks given up by Dominguez, 17 strikeouts. And the 2-2. Lined left side foul. Roden fights it off, stays alive. Alan Roden in last night's game. 1-for-4. A walk and a run scored. And the 2-2. That one misses outside. Count runs full. Three balls and two strikes. Cade Doty, the third baseman on deck. Dominguez out of the windup, kicks and fires. That one sent towards center, moving to his right again. Now Victor Scott settles, makes the grab. And that will be out number two. And bring up Cade Doty.
Third baseman, number two, Cade Doty.
Two up, two down for the Blue Jays. Cade Doty stepping in. Doty playing in his 27th game for the Blue Jays. 270 batting average, 6 home runs, 24 RBIs. 0-1 the count to start him off, take it for a strike. He has struggled a little bit in this series. That one hit him. Okay, Doty hit by pitch on consecutive days. And now Peyton Williams will step in, the big lefty out of Iowa.
First baseman, number 37, Peyton Williams.
Lefty-righty matchup. One on, two away. Williams, 2-for-5 last night with an RBI. Caught and a miss of the first pitch fastball. 87 that time. 0-1. The Blue Jays have been pretty consistent in terms of being able to hit guys who can't reach the mid-90s. Anybody who's around that 90 to 92 mark, the Blue Jays have fared pretty well. Last night, Jose Davila, who was having a fantastic season, got lit up for 5 earned runs in just 2 1/3. That one missed up high, a 1-1 count. Some clouds moving in, but we should be good on the forecast. Working out of the stretch. Dominguez, that one misses inside. 2-1 count to Peyton Williams. Williams, 7th round draft pick by Toronto in July of this year. And he checks his swing at that one up high. He did not go around. Garrett Griffin, the umpire behind home plate. And Gary Glover in the field. Gary Glover saying that Williams did not go around, and he certainly did not. 3-1. The pitch. That one in on the hands. A bloop shot. Rivas able to corral it just behind the second base bag, and that will end the inning. No runs, no hits. One man left the board. We'll head to the top of the second. No score here at TD Ballpark.
I got my peaches out in Georgia, oh yeah. I get my weed from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it. And I see you, the way I breathe you in. It's the texture of your skin. I wanna wrap my arms around you, baby, never let you go. And I see you, there's nothing like your touch. It's the way you lift me up. And I'll be right here with you till the end. I got my peaches out in Georgia, oh yeah. I get my weed from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah, better. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it.
You ain't sure yet, but I'm for ya. All I could want, all I could wish for. Nights alone that we miss more. The days we save as souvenirs. No time, I wanna make more time and give you my whole life. I left my girl, I'm in my Yorker. Hate to leave her, call it torture. Remember when I couldn't hold her? Left the baggage for a mover.
I got my peaches out in Georgia. I get my weed from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah, better. I get my light right from the source, yeah, yeah, that's it.
I get the feeling, so I'm sure. And in my hand because I'm yours, I can't pretend.
We're back here, top of the second. Kendry Rojas back out for his second inning worth of work. First pitch to left-handed first baseman Thomas Francisco. He fouls off into the netting. 0-1 to start him off. Francisco batting .265 on the year, 5 home runs. But batting just .148 against left-handed pitching. That one missed, let down low just a little bit. 1-1. Rojas issuing that leadoff walk in the first, retiring the next three. That one missed low as well. 2-1. The sun has kind of went away with the cloud cover. Wind blowing out to the right side, left to right. Caught and a miss, 2-2. Currently the middle of the second in Clearwater. No score. Clearwater the home team. It's Matt Osterberg versus Po Yu Chen in that matchup. The 2-2, ground ball right side, and that's foul. Francisco fouling off that slider that was low and inside, just getting a piece of it. Count stays squared up. And the 2-2 again. That one upstairs. Now the count runs full. 3-2 count to the leadoff batter in this inning. The pitch. And did he go around? He did not. Takes that pitch up high. Back-to-back innings with a leadoff walk for Rojas. That's going to bring out Leonardo Bernal, the catcher.
Catcher number 44, Leonardo Bernal.
Leonardo Bernal, the switch-hitting catcher. Batting from the right side against the lefty. Batting .256 on the year, 7 home runs, 29 RBIs. First pitch, that one in there. First pitch, fastball, able to get it for a strike. And that one missed. Just a hair outside, it seemed, 1-1. Rojas comes set. That one low. Two balls and a strike. And the pitch. That one in there for a strike. Fastball inside corner. Shuffled the feet of Bernal. But that definitely caught. 2-2. Count evens up. First pitch of the afternoon for Rojas. That one missed out. Sixteen balls, 15 strikes for Rojas. Command not all the way there at the moment. Let's see if he can settle in. And the 3-2 pitch. That one fouled off. And Clearwater has just taken the lead. Bottom half of the second, a solo shot by Otto Kemp has made it 1-0. 3-2, that one lifted high right side into foul territory goes Peyton Williams. He's calling for it and makes the grab right on the edge of the foul warning track. That's one away. That'll bring up Brody Moore, the second baseman.
Second baseman, number 18, Brody Moore.
Bernal pops out. Now Brody Moore. His first at bat, batting 252 on the year. First pitch, that one a grounder. Over to third, picked up by Doty. Potential double play over to second for one. And in time at first, a 5-4-3 double play around the horn to end the inning. We'll head to the home half of the second here at TD Ballpark. Still no score. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Are you ready to turn your love for driving into a paycheck every Friday? Academy Bus is hiring professional drivers at $18 an hour with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. Visit the careers page at academybus.com to apply now. Academy Bus, from Boston to Miami, we know the way. Academy Bus, the official bus service of your Dunedin Blue Jays.
I do the same thing I told you that I never would. I told you I changed, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay. Wake up, I'm wasted still. I realize the time that I wasted still. I feel like you can't feel the way I feel. I'll be f***ed up if you can't be right here. Oh, 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 oh. I'll be f***ed up if you can't be right here. I do the same thing I told you that I never would. I told you I'd change, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you.
We're back here, bottom half of the second. No score. Devontae Brown's going to lead things off in the inning. He'll be followed by Esteban Machado and Roque Salinas. 5-6-7 hitters for the Blue Jays. First pitch by Dominguez. Misses high and inside. 1-0 to start off, Devontae. Devontae last night 1-for-1 with an RBI double, a run scored. And that one popped up back out of play. Rather, 2 runs scored, and he drew 4 walks last night. Reach base every time, and some light showers starting here at TD Ballpark. That one missed. And calling for a challenge is Bernal. Garrett Griffin turns around, and it is confirmed as a ball. So 2-1, Palm Beach loses their first challenge. That one in there. Count evens up 2 apiece. Nothing heavy right now. And that one upstairs. That know, and it's starting to come down a little bit harder here. 3-2. I want a foul tip. Stayed alive. We'll keep an eye down that left foul wall to see what the ground crew is up to. The 3-2 fouled off. Right now we play on. Looking at the radar, it's just isolated stuff. Nothing too serious. The 3-2, that one line towards right. That's going to stay up long enough for Joshua Baez to corral in. One up, one down. That's going to bring up Estevan Machado. And it looks like we're going to go into a delay. They're taking the tarp out. Wow, definitely did not see that coming as we got this game started, but we are going to undergo a weather delay here at TD Ballpark. It's the bottom half of the second, just one out, and they're pulling the tarp out. So we'll go to a break. We'll keep you updated on any information we can get. Stay tuned, because you never know with Florida how all this is going to transpire. So we're undergoing a weather delay here at TD Ballpark. We'll be back, and we'll update you when we can. Just an update for you guys. There was a large crack of lightning about half a mile just now from the stadium. This developed out of nowhere here at TD Ballpark. They have taken everybody off the field. Players are headed towards their respective clubhouses. The tarp is on, but lightning is extremely close to the stadium, so they are unable to weight the tarp down. Hopefully the wind does not pick up and it does not blow the tarp off the field, but we look like we might be in a delay for the foreseeable future until this new development passes by. Again, we'll keep you updated when we know more, but in this potential last game of the Blue Jays season, definitely the last game of the regular season, we are now in a delay, and we will keep you updated when we can. Again, thank you for tuning in to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine. I'll let you know more when I do. Welcome back to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network. This is Chris Valentine. I wanted to provide a little bit of an update. We're still experiencing a ton of rain at the moment. The entire outfield, about half the outfield, is pretty well covered with water. This field does drain particularly well, but it will be a while when the rain stops, and it might be a while before we get any determination from any upper-level leadership in the organization or the umpire crew or any word from the league. So we will, again, keep you updated when we can. We're still in that weather delay, and it looks like we might be here for a while to try and finish out this final regular season game of the year. Now, if this game does get scrubbed, then that would mean that the Blue Jays are automatically in the playoffs. The only way for Bradenton to make the postseason above the Dunedin Blue Jays would be for them to win and us to lose this game. If either game got canceled, that would be the end of it. So we will again keep you updated. We'll let you know more information when we know more information, but again, we might be here for a while. again, this is Chris Valentine for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. If you're still tuned in, the rain has stopped here at TD Ballpark, but the field is still pretty soaked. The outfield, the original puddles that were covering left, right, and center field have now drained, but watching people walk around on the field, you can still see a lot of water kicking up from their feet. So if this game is to be played, we still have quite a ways to go for the field to completely drain. If we hear any official word on the status of this game and if it is good to resume at some point, we will let you know. You could follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Dunedin Blue Jays. They will be able to provide updates as well when they're made aware. But again, we're still going to be here for a while depending on if they call this game or not. We will keep you posted. And again, thank you for staying tuned in to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We'll let you know when we do. Welcome back to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network. This is Chris Valentine. Still no updates. The tarp has been put back on the field. They originally started to take it off, but they then determined, because it started raining again, to keep it on. They are trying to dry the field with the air dryer underneath the tarp, but we're still waiting it out, trying to figure out if this game will be played or not. When we do have more information, like I said a few times, we will let you know. You can also check on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at Dunedin Blue Jays for more updates. But yes, we will let you know. But in the time that we are now in this delay, I'm going to send it to my interview with Ryan McCarty the other week. Hopefully y'all enjoy that. This is Chris Valentine with the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm sitting down with Ryan McCarty. Ryan, how you doing?
Good. How are you, Chris?
Not too bad. I appreciate you taking the time to sit down, have a chat. I'll start off. You signed with the organization this past July.
Right.
It's probably about 25 days ago, I think, something like that. Out of Penn State Abington. How's the transition been since coming down here?
It's been everything breathtaking and more. Seeing all the facilities we have accessible to us to be the best athlete we can be has been breathtaking, and it's been a wonder.
What was it about the Blue Jays organization that made you want to sign with the team? Had your choice, obviously, going undrafted. You could choose from any of the 30 teams that had any interest in you.
Right. So, yeah, the free agency was weird. But I know the Blue Jays had put in a lot of scouting to me, and they were very interested in me. So I was very comfortable with how they felt about me from an organizational standpoint. And knowing not only they represent Toronto, but a whole country is unbelievable. And they express that to us ourselves when we're here. And every time I hear it from somebody else, too, it's an unbelievable experience. So, great choice.
It is definitely unique with them being the only team in Canada, the organization. You do have an entire country behind you. We obviously have an affiliate up in Vancouver. It's the same thing. The only minor league team in Canada is affiliated with the Blue Jays. So they definitely have a huge fan base. And coming down here to Dunedin, a lot of people from Canada end up moving down here. Snowbirds, like we were talking about before we started recording. Everybody wants to come down, enjoy the warm winter that we have.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a different type of environment down here. So
definitely.
I completely understand that. What has been the biggest change in your life since signing? Since obviously, other than the contract.
Yeah. So the biggest difference would be playing every day.
Okay.
Against one of those things that's like a blessing and that could be a curse to some people. You know, you're playing the sport you love every single day, which is absolutely incredible. But, of course, over the long haul of the season, it could be detrimental to people's physical or mental health. And so that's why we prioritize making yourself mentally strong and physically strong in many different ways other than strength. You know, you have to be flexible and durable for the entire season. So we've only experienced our first week of actual games over the past week, and we were saying how great it is, but we could sort of see this, okay, like, you know, it could be a lot on us, but it's everything you could dream of and more.
Yeah, it definitely takes a toll playing that much in a span. I'm not sure what your college schedule was like, but I'm sure it was probably 3-4 games a week instead of 6.
Exactly.
6 days in a row, then a day off and all that. How much do you hate the Florida summer right now?
It's definitely, you know, I could get used to seeing palm trees around me, but yeah, we try to stay inside as much as possible for whether we're hitting or getting our defensive work in. So taking it step by step with it and, you know, trying to stay as comfortable as I can be with it.
I looked at the weather currently in Abington. It's 81 and it feels like 81.
See,
here it's 87, it feels like 96. And probably about an extra 50 to 60% humidity.
Oh, yeah.
How did you decide on going to college at Penn State Abington?
Yeah, so out of high school, I had a very small set of options for myself coming out of college. Between there, Arcadia and Alvernia, they were all D3 schools, but the other two had they were a lot more expensive than Penn State Abington. Not only that, but I always grew up a Penn State fan, so playing at Penn State baseball, the main campus, was always kind of a thing in my mind. So I was like, this is my plan. I could get there for a year or two and play at the main campus. But after I was at Abington for a while, I kind of fell in love with the culture there. You know, I used to like thinking maybe getting at a bigger school would be more fun, but to play in front of so many people. But, you know, being able to be close with your teachers was a big help, especially when come baseball season. You know, you can work on things a lot easier with them. And the coaches there were very open and gave me a spot and an opportunity right away. So I took those chances and ran with it there.
You were also a two-way player in college.
Yes.
Any chance we see you on the mound?
Here, I know. I think we're just sticking with the infield here. So, but it was a good time. I think it helped build some arm strength, so it worked out.
And you won the Triple Crown this past year in D3. That's awesome. Congratulations for that.
Thank you.
Were you aware that that was a possibility, like, halfway through the season or whatever? Or did it, like, kind of sink in that it could happen later in the year?
So, I think people there know, like, I don't like looking at my stats really as the season's going on, so we try to respect that as much as possible. It's sort of like our mindset as to how we should just focus on competing and winning the game, and that's about it. You know, social media is a much different world now, so yeah. Towards the end of the season, I did start to see some numbers and stuff like that, so it took my mental practices, some extra strength, and to sort of blocking that out for myself. So it sort of became aware, I'd say one of the last series, and it, again, I was able to block that out, though, and just enjoy the game and win.
So I looked at the stats in the D3 leaderboards.
Right.
Nobody was really close to you. I think 30 points off on batting average, 4 or 5 home runs off, and then a 7 or 8 RBI, something like that. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to say that you coasted. You could have coasted if you wanted to. So it shouldn't have weighed too heavy on your mind.
Right, exactly.
And before last season, your career high for home runs in college was 4.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, you hit 29.
Right.
How did that happen?
So, yeah, there was a lot that went into it. Of course, like, over the course of the years, working out has been a big fix in my career, I'd say. Getting stronger was always a big thing of becoming a pro athlete. So I knew that was something to prioritize, as well as mechanical changes. But I think the biggest thing was my mentality. I honestly went out there and competed like it was opening day every day. And so the joy for the game was at its high every day I played. And each at-bat was like a fresh start, no matter if I was 0 for 3, 0 for 4 that day, or if I was 4 for 4, that fifth at-bat, that fourth at-bat felt like a fresh start for me. So it set this sort of like first at-bat of the day, and it was opening day, so each at-bat was a new one.
Well, I looked at your game logs as well. You weren't 0 for 4, 0 for 5 that much.
Not too much. That's the key, making that fit that bat a new one.
And I don't know if this is something that you know of, but you were on base in all but one game.
I did not
throughout
know that.
Throughout your season. There was one game, I think it was like the fourth to last game, where I think you went 0 for 4 mm-hmm. and didn't draw a walk. Every other game that you didn't get a hit, you drew a walk or two.
Right.
So you're always on base, except for one game out of what? I think it was 44?
Yeah, 44 this year.
You hit your first professional home run this past Friday.
Yes.
How'd that feel? Did you keep the ball?
Yeah, I got the ball. So, one of the kids got it out there in center field, I guess left center field, and I was able to meet him, though, and we traded. I gave him a sign ball, and I got to keep my first home run ball. So it was really awesome of him. Kid was a smart negotiator, too. He first went for the bat. He was like, "Can I have the first bat you hit it with?" I was like, "Ooh, you know, if I, like, these big leaguers, they get, like, 6 a day." But I was like, "Ooh, I kind of need that for now." But so we worked out the trade with a signed ball. And so it was this very special moment. My girlfriend was here to see it, too. So that was really awesome. So she's taking the first hit and first homer home to my family, and
okay.
So we're gonna be able to keep that now. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, it was a great feeling. It was really cool.
Do your parents live up in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, they're also there too.
Have they been able to come down yet?
So they're gonna be visiting, I believe, in September.
They
are itching to come down here, so because they love to be by the beach as much as possible. Mm-hmm. I mean baseball every day and palm trees, so it doesn't get much better.
Tell them not to bring a jacket.
Yeah, seriously.
And in college, apart from pitching, you were mainly a shortstop.
Mm-hmm.
You played second base your freshman year, and you even caught a couple games in your, I think it was sophomore year,
you
caught a couple games. But as far as I can tell, you haven't played first or third, and your first two games on the as a defender were first base and third base.
Yeah.
How has that transition been? Has it been difficult to potentially make a transition to corner infield?
Right. So I knew coming in that to get myself on the field and in the lineup as much as possible, I was going to have to be as versatile as possible. So back in high school and maybe some summer ball games, I got to play some third base. So I had that experience. And the glove work from short to third is somewhat similar. So that with the arm strength, I think, was capable, and some, like, being able to switch from second, short, and third. At first base was definitely new, though.
Yeah.
There was, like, a half inning this year where I got, like, two outs there because I just happened to go there for that amount. I think how it worked out with our DH, and it was a weird – they were like, dude, can you play, like, first for a couple outs here? So I was like, yeah, sure. But, yeah, so we me and Murph spent a couple extra minutes on that footwork over there and flips. You know, of course, one of the things is like, oh, he may be a little short, but I could get up. You know, if they throw it a little high, I'll bounce up there. And scooping is coming natural with the middle infield. So, like I said, trying to get in that lineup as much as possible. I'm trying to make myself as versatile as possible.
You got to do whatever it takes.
Yeah.
Is there any plan to potentially play outfield?
Yes. So I told them as well in one of our meetings. It was like our one-on-ones when we first got here in draft camp. They were asking about the versatility infield. I said, yeah, very comfortable with it. And I went on my own to say, like, hey, I played outfield. That way I can get reps out there from this summer in the Cape. That's where I was mainly playing. So that way I'd be comfortable here, too.
Well, Ryan, I appreciate you taking the time to chat with me. I wish you the best of luck going forward the last month of the year.
Thank you, Chris.
It's been fun watching you play the first four games.
I really appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, man.
Hello and welcome back to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine, and it is official. 2:30 p.m. This game has been canned. We will not be resuming this game. This game has been canceled, and that means your Blue Jays are the second half champions in the West Division, finishing with a 38-25 record. No matter what happens in Clearwater, Bradenton cannot catch the Blue Jays. We're not sure what's going on with them there, but our field is in no way, shape, or form able to be played on. This game has been canceled, and that means your Blue Jays are the second half division champions in the West Division. So, folks, we're not done yet. Your Blue Jays will play host to the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles this Tuesday, September 13th, our first time hosting a playoff game since 2017. Tickets are available now. Go to DineenBlueJays.com to secure your spot to the 2022 Florida State League Divisional Round. Keep up to date on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Dineen Blue Jays. That's it for us today, but we'll see you on Tuesday. First pitch is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. Our broadcast will begin at about 6:10. Thank you for tuning in today, and thank you for sticking with us through all the weather. Thank you for listening throughout the regular season, and we will see you Tuesday night. We'll be right back.